If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Blue, Jamie Kennedy, Nick Allen later this week. Two of those guys in the studio. Josh and Nick will be here.
Jamie's got a movie. He'll be on the phone. Apparently crab chips are flavored with Old Bay.
I said that.
The Old Bay seasoning.
Old Bay seasoning. I want some chips now.
I know.
I really want some chips now, man. We just talked about too many damn chips. I want some chips.
Even just like some wavy Lays right
now.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, yeah, like that's right. We got a kitchen in the Pentagon. We work in the Pentagon here now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You need a badge to get everywhere. Because
to the one toilet.
All these TV and radio secrets.
Right, to open up
to the one
door.
Toilet. And I just destroyed the one toilet in the Pentagon. Puss was in there.
Oh, God.
Fun.
Craig, I keep misquoting you.
There, damn it.
Your body is a vessel for salt and butter?
And it's a wonderland also.
Is that correct?
That's for
sure. I thought it was wrong.
Well, like most quotes, we bastardize them. Except for he did suck face with a dude.
No, that's not always true either.
On X.
That was,
On X, right.
Yeah.
It was Greg Warren.
What is the quote about salt and butter in your body and
Greg
vessel?
Warren sucked face with a dude, too.
It's just that I like foods that are vehicles
for
salt and butter.
Okay.
And that sounds like potato chip time.
Yeah, potato chips would fit that description.
Oh.
There's no better vehicle for salt than a potato chip. Oh.
You saw that last night.
But you don't put butter on a chip.
In the fat Packer fans. Or should I just call them Packer fans?
they're just called Packer
fans. They're just called Packer fans. I know every team has fat fans, but Packers are fatter in general. Every team has a fat fan.
It's just the Hunter Safety Orange.
It is. That's what it is.
No,
it's the layers of beef they put in their face to
fatten up. They have the technology to weigh the stadium. You know, and then you can take out the fact that, minus whatever the seats weigh, whatever the structure weighs.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's the fattest stadium in the NFL.
Oh, easily. Easily. No argument. Even Packer fan knows
maybe
that.
Maybe the Saints. Maybe the Saints.
Maybe,
stadium.
Man, that's
Louisiana.
True. Yeah, that's a big fat state.
Yeah, man, I've seen some big people
okay,
there.
I like to see a way off between the Saints and the Packer fans.
Yeah,
there might be some fatties in Jacksonville too.
Nah,
I've been there.
No,
there's not
Florida.
Enough people at the game.
Yeah. There's still some people in Florida. No, I think you're right. Saints and Green Bay
probably
fattest fans in
that's
the country.
That's a good guess. Right. We're pretty scientific about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, just look at
like
the TV.
Like all things.
You look at the TV.
That's right.
Who won that game last night? I missed that.
Well, not
actually, went to bed at halftime. Was it 13-10 at half?
Well, it was 22-13 in the fourth quarter, and
okay.
That was the Lions beating the Packers. But then the NFL intervened to make it so the Packers would win.
Yeah.
They whistled the cleat through his little earpiece thing that he's on there, and he's like, the NFL told him to
somebody's
go ahead and make up two calls.
Somebody's going
to
believe you know that.
They're going to make up two calls here, cleat, at whatever point you can, so the Packers win, because it is of great importance to the
Rogers
National Football League
and the State Farm
that the Lions always suck. That's
Lions
the message he got.
Lions got a good team.
They're not bad. And,
yeah, not bad.
Which is surprising because Belichick's cronies never work out.
Yeah, this guy's doing a pretty good job, though.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Yeah, considering they should have won last night.
They should have. Instead, the Packers are 5-1
yeah.
with the Saints and Seahawks.
But once again, the NFL's great because it's a long season.
Not out of it. Season was over.
Yeah.
It still is, really.
Yeah,
but 2-4
yeah.
is a lot better than,
Then,
like, if you started 0-4 in college football,
you're done.
You're firing your whole staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you are.
You're thinking about next year.
Now, Cincinnati and the Miami Dolphins might be thinking about next year. They're about 0-4s on the season.
They play each other this year?
Fair question.
I know. Yeah. Steelers have.
That'd be as exciting as that Washington-Miami game.
Steelers got Dolphins next Monday night.
That's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yep.
Now, the Thursday night game is Chiefs Broncos.
This week,
yeah.
Where is the game?
That's a good matchup. Fair question.
Chiefs were two games at home. They got to be away again.
You never know.
You were looking for Dolphins Bengals, Petey?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually do play each other.
Fun. That'll be for the first pick.
Second to last game of the season, too.
A win by then. The Bengals actually were giving the Ravens a good game.
The Bengals have played all right at some point.
They're going to win a game before the Dolphins do.
Hope so.
Here's a picture from dailysnark.com. Man, they could really nitpick you after the fact. the Packers, and I counted, have 13 guys on the field on defense.
13? So not only just one more than they should have, but two more.
Well, you could have Rodgers win.
I'm telling you, man. That's
how you do. State Farm. That's what they demand it.
Discount, double check.
They demand it.
And you'd think they'd be doing that for Mahomes, not Mahomes. You know, no, the Chiefs Rogers, have lost two straight. Yeah. And you'd think with all the talk of Mahomes, not Mahomes, that they would.
Yeah, Rodgers is a white guy, though, and he's a clean. Yeah, he's Rodgers.
That's a good point.
He's a Brady-looking. Not as good as Brady, obviously.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely Mahomes not going to protect Mahomes Lamar
still,
Jackson.
Mahomes is still athletic and runs with the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they ain't protected that dude.
No, he's a black guy.
Yeah, man, with the big old 70s fro.
Yes, he does.
Now, I was talking with a Chiefs friend about, you know, just like I called it the Baker Mayfield effect because, you know, like Richard Sherman lying on Baker Mayfield for no reason.
Right.
We talked about that a little bit, how he said he didn't shake his hand and all that stuff. It just kind of, to me, it illustrates like the league doesn't like Baker Mayfield. The players in the league don't actually like him. Now, that don't matter, but you don't want a whole league of players who don't like you if you're a quarterback.
No.
And I think that there's probably some of that with Mahomes, but because
I don't think he's as cocky as the other guy is.
No, but besides
the
Browns,
Mahomes 'cause he's the chief.
Besides the Browns, what in the offseason was discussed more than the amazing magistry of Patrick Mahomes?
Because he almost got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right,
but
almost.
Baker Mayfield didn't do dick.
Right, I know, but those two teams were talked – I mean, that was
The Chiefs are better than the Browns.
Right, but that is all anybody talked about. So I'm saying I think the players in the league – the Chiefs have lost two games of teams they probably shouldn't have lost to.
Right.
And, you know,
their defense didn't show up,
Their defense is brutal.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They're always in search of the new it guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, watch yesterday. Any of the shows yesterday, and in their defense, they call them Overreaction Monday for a reason. But it's also worthless to watch, but it's also just filling time.
No, oh, I love because that portion.
But Overreaction, at least they're admitting this is stupid. Why are we reacting? That is crazy. Yeah. It's a long season.
In this case, it would be Overreaction Tuesday.
For us, it is. For us, it is.
It's a long. I mean, when you're 4-2, you're fine. You know, people freak out. You're Chiefs at 4-2, but like you know, you lose
two at home.
Yeah, you lose two straight at home. But I mean, you just look. You're when you're talked about, and you're everybody's
where's
like
that game? Denver
prize thing. That game's in Denver.
Thursday's in Denver.
Thursday night. Okay. That game is in Denver.
That's your season right there, Petey, or not?
Well, kind of. It kind of is.
Yeah, it's starting to matter now.
Yeah, I mean you. 2-5 versus 3-4.
A big difference.
It sounds way different, yeah.
Well, and wouldn't 3-4 put you only a game out of first?
It'd be right in the mix of all that right there.
You'd be right there.
Oh, that's right, because the Chargers are 2-4 right now, right? Yeah, they are.
They're going backwards. They've got so many guys hurt.
And what are the Raiders? The Raiders play...
Raiders are in the mix, too. I don't know
who they
got.
3-2?
I haven't looked ahead yet. They at worst, 2-3.
Yeah. Because they just beat somebody, didn't they?
Yeah.
The Raiders, Bears. The Packers have the Raiders this coming week.
3-2, the Raiders are. And we mentioned Lamar Jackson. This stat, like, no need for a lot of stats here, but he's the first player in the Super Bowl era to produce over 200 yards passing and 150 yards rushing in a regular season game. So, you know, not a lot of guys have done that. Lamar Jackson he has impressed me a little bit this year, finally. Mm-hmm. He looks like he could play the part. Can you name the last guy to even be close to that stat line? The only other quarterback to have that stat line, passing for more than 200 yards and rushing for more than 150 yards.
Vic?
Only been one other guy to do that.
It's Vic.
It's not Vic.
McNabb.
It's not McNabb.
It's your boy.
Cunningham.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. It's not Randall Cunningham. Not Tim Tebow.
Elway.
Not John Elway.
Black guy or white guy? Break it down. One time.
Black guy.
All right. Oh, Cordell.
Not
come
slash.
On. Damn it.
Recently?
Kaepernick.
Or way back.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, Kaepernick.
Against the Packers in that playoff game.
Oh, I remember that game. That sucked.
He knelt.
Oh, yeah.
He disrespected
the
veterans.
That was a great game. Good performance.
He actually did that to them in the playoffs twice. Yeah. Which one are we talking about?
Right. 2012.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game sucked.
And that's kind of interesting. What is really interesting, though, is the Stanley Cup champions are visiting the White House today. Can you guess how many players are expected to attend?
Well, all of them. It's mandatory.
Well, no, because there's also no ethnic guys on that team.
Right. So are they all Russian, so they're just going to see homie anyway?
That's a good point. If they're Russian,
they
Putin told them to go there,
yeah,
right?
Go see our homie.
Putin runs D.C.,
yeah.
At least the executive branch.
When you stop by, tell him what's up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, who won the Stanley Cup?
The Blues.
Oh.
The Blues.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know that. Good job.
No black guys on that team.
Not, is that a fact?
Well, they wouldn't show up. They wouldn't go to the White House.
Well, they could be like French-Canadian or something like that.
That's true.
Speaking of French-Canadians, I didn't even think about it. It was in Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day. I just wanted to say that.
Yesterday. They threw a lot of blood in Columbus statues all over the country, and rightly so, man. Yeah. I mean, really, Italians are still cool people. I mean, it's not against you. He was not a good guy, and the Indians were already here.
They were here.
I mean, it's just I always thought it was – I think I even thought about that when I was little. I think, it's Columbus Day. I get it, but how can you discover land when somebody was sitting
there? They already discovered it. It was living here,
It didn't make much sense to me. It was the whitewashing of history.
Oh, my God.
Of course it was.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they're not indicting an entire nationality.
No, hell no.
Just this jackass.
My whole family's Italian on my wife's side.
Just the celebration around it, discovered.
But apparently, Tucker Carlson went all, racist. Surprise, on Indigenous People Day. Hmm. Relax, people.
Yeah, Columbus did not commit the genocide.
Yeah, yes, he did.
He didn't.
his soldiers did.
Yeah. You know, he was watching from afar.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the blues. It looks like he might be Muslim.
Uh-oh.
I doubt
he's going today?
No black guys, but two Russians.
Da.
Of course, yeah.
Da.
And they'll have a private meeting.
Yo,
in
Trump.
The back, right.
Yeah. And Drago walks in, too.
I'm guessing Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah. And Ivan Barbashev.
Yep. Oh, what a great name that one is. That's what I want my full. I mean, if you have a full, that's a fullback name right there.
Ivan Barbashev. Up the middle. Up the middle for three, Ivan Barbashev.
This day in 1988, this is an epic day in this show's history.
What happened?
In a scene straight from the movie The Natural, Kirk Gibson hobbles to the plate in the ninth inning of Game 1 of the World Series as Todd is walking out to have a cigarette.
He was in a Chevy Love in the parking lot watching a guy masturbate.
Yeah, it was my dad.
I'm combining two stories.
It's my dad now.
That's right, your dad. Your dad claimed to be there.
Your dad was there?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's right. So your dad, as he sits you on your knee, on his knee, to tell you the story of the great Kirk Gibson.
The 88 World Series.
Is that too old? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what's too old, but that was certainly historic.
It's one of the most epic moments in sports.
In all of sports.
Right,
not just baseball.
Cool.
Right.
That transcends baseball. That is one of the most epic moments in sports.
I love that. I wish you'd have stayed in the stadium. Cool if you stayed in the stadium. I would have known somebody was there.
Tell my dad.
Do you remember the Vin Scully call on the radio?
Yeah, because he was listening in his car to Chevy Love in the parking lot.
Yeah, I can't believe what I just saw.
Wasn't that Jack Bucks?
Oh, that was Jack Bucks.
The TV call? I'm sure you were listening to Vin.
Yeah, I don't know what Vin Scully said.
Holy S, I think he said. Holy S.
Todd, what the hell did you leave for?
That was it.
That's what Vin said.
Todd, I
know you got to work, but... And we get some day playoff baseball today.
Yeah.
Astros-Yankees early, 4:08 Eastern, and then 8:05 Eastern, Cardinals-Nationals. Nationals are sweeping that
Cardinals
thing,
go away tonight.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
They are sweeping that thing.
Mm-mm. That's about it.
Have you been following the XFL player availability? This is very exciting for this league. Is it
when are they drafting?
Ready to launch next year?
Yeah.
They're drafting today. Actually, just in a couple hours in New York. Or somewhere.
Can they draft Antonio Brown? I know he wants to come back in the NFL because teams will forgive him for being an asshat.
Not on the eligible list, at least as of today.
What about Andrew Luck? Wasn't he supposed to be... That was his
eventually,
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, because his dad involved.
He's a commissioner.
He's the commissioner, right. Oliver Luck, yeah.
Why would you go back to that?
What about Gronk? No. He's available.
He ain't going to play in that league.
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. And you won't recognize many of the names at all. I mean, they're doing a two-day draft. They've got eight teams. They're trying to fill 71-man rosters.
I did see the logos of the teams. Yeah, what are the teams' names?
DC Defenders, Houston Roughnecks, New York Guardians, Dallas Renegades, Tampa Bay Vipers, St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Dragons, and the Los Angeles Wildcats. Sounds like Double Dribble from the 80s.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's very weak. But so they've assigned. They actually had. So they're doing 2 days
Battle
of
Hawks
drafting.
Is a cool name, but I don't know what that is. What the hell's a Battle Hawk?
It's a Seahawk.
Yeah, good point.
So they're doing 2 days of drafting, but they assigned some quarterbacks this morning because they're trying to get that local interest. You know, like for instance, Landry
That's
Jones.
The way the USFL was years ago. You get they were drafting they actually picked teams. They protected colleges in their area.
Right.
Yeah, my buddy signed with the Philadelphia Stars.
You had regions.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to get some local interest, if you will, get some attendance.
Right.
So Landry Jones.
Did he play at all?
No, they drafted him. He was done playing at Carolina the year before. And when he was drafted by the Philadelphia Stars, he was already had a job. And he said, yeah, I ain't coming back.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Drafted by – I mean, just drafted.
I know.
Who's been drafted?
Yeah, right.
Anybody here been drafted?
Yeah. Nope.
You know, and he's like, nah, I got to go to work.
Yeah, well, it was USFL. And plus, he was a lineman. He had to get back. He was totally out of shape by that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. we partied a lot. But it was just like such an afterthought because it wasn't like it was the USFL and nobody knew it was how big it was going to be for a while there.
Yeah.
So with the draft was they protected players on certain colleges in that area and the Philadelphia Star, original where they started, protected him. And so he was drafted technically. And then he just said, they called him. He said,
I probably would have been.
I love that.
If I wouldn't have gotten hurt in the Sun Bowl.
Yeah,
that was
is
the
that
year,
what it was?
That was the year I got Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year, and then I had to set out the next year, and my stock just plummeted. Right.
Was that, Marcus Dupree ran you over?
After that.
Yeah.
Was that the year Marcus Dupree ran you over?
Right.
Yeah, it could have been.
More than once.
He didn't really remember.
That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Now,
and that was a Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, that was not a Sun Bowl.
That was
right.
Your dad, by the way. Your dad was Pac-12 Player of the Year.
So this XFL is not going to have anything like the USFL, you know, because they were taking in Heisman Trophy winners like Mike Rozier. They were bringing in big defensive players like Reggie White, Steve Young, guys that ended up in the NFL Hall of Fame. The XFL doesn't have that.
No. And they're also not the old XFL where they were, he hate me and all that. They want to be like the Jesus XFL.
Yeah,
right?
Every player that's eligible for this draft today. So they've assigned some quarterbacks to teams already.
Anybody
Matt McGroin.
Oh, McGroin. Okay, yeah.
Is a New York Guardian.
He's always McGroin to me.
And that's about it. I mean, you'd have to be a fantasy nerd to recognize a lot of these other names.
Is that just our speculation?
Of the draft eligible players, you had to pass a background check.
Really?
So once you said, I'll be in that draft, then they did a background check.
You can't smack girls in restaurants.
They're supposed to have no track sheet. Now, we'll see how that comes up. Raheem Moore is a name we'd recognize.
He's the guy
that gave the Ravens the Super Bowl.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. Yeah. I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Raheem doesn't sound like a guy who's into Jesus.
Raheem Moe.
No.
Now, these guys are making like $2,000 a month.
Unless you converted.
Got at least reportedly $2,000 a month bonus for if they're on the active roster, another like $1,600, and then every team win another $2,000.
$2,000 a month is $500 a game. That's not much, man. Getting your ass kicked.
If they're playing four games, but there's bonuses again for being on the active roster, it's another $1,600, and then if every win is over $2,000. So if you're active games,
you get money when you win.
You get money if you're on the active roster.
I like
per
that.
Game,
I
and
like
then you get
winning.
Money if you win.
I like the paycheck going up when you win.
So what's the max?
Don't know what the max is. I haven't done that math. I mean, it probably starts at about $50,000. If you're active all 10 games and your team wins 5 games.
Is the first weekend right after the Super Bowl? Or is that next fall?
It's 2020.
Oh, it's next fall,
isn't
it?
That's what we know.
They're going against next fall, aren't
No,
they?
I think it's a spring league.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
We don't even know.
It's the XFL. So I don't think it'll last long, mainly because looking at all these names on here, it's like Jonas Gray, Noel Devine, Christine Michael. I mean, those are names fantasy football nerds will recognize.
Yeah,
but these are not names you know.
McGroin and Moore. That's all I knew.
Matt McGroin.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to this, the first week of the XFL is February 8th. So it would be right after the Super Bowl.
That's perfect
right
time. Yeah. That's right, because Oliver Luck was talking about that. This tremendous void. You got 150 million people watching an event that revolves around football, and then the light just turns off. There's no more football.
And it's TV coverage over ABC, Fox, and ESPN.
Whoa. I didn't realize they secured that.
Matt related to Pat?
Pat McGroin?
Yeah.
Scott somewhere. Yeah.
Scott McGroin.
I think he was an old USFL player. Pat McGroin.
Pat McGroin.
One of our favorite fake names.
We're five.
I know.
His name's Pat McGroin.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't care who you are.
Pat and Rub. Rub's his brother.
In the morning.
Rub McGroin. I like Rub. Old Rub McGroin's a good dude.
Sorry. Sounds like an old boxer.
It does sound old, bro.
It does, like an old fat boxer.
Yeah. Right, that's not a real name. It's just a nickname.
Pat and Rub McGroin.
Jimmy Rub McGroin coming to the ring.
But, oh, man, welterweight champ, world welterweight champ, Bud Crawford. Terrence Bud Crawford's going to defend his WBO belt this December. He's got a fight at Madison Square Garden. So he's going to fight at the Garden. He's 35-0, 26 KOs, fighting for the first time since 420. He's going to play this Lithuania Olympian named something I ain't even going to try.
All right.
Da.
That's it. What was that fullback's name? Plays for the St. Louis Blues.
What was it? I already forgot.
Ivan Barbashev.
There it is.
Ivan Kutchuk. I can't say that.
We need Boomer to say it.
Ivan Kutchuk. I can't say it. I'm going to slow it down. Screw it.
No.
Right. Okay. Rub McGroin coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.